If you're gay, then you're gay. Don't pretend that you're straight. You could be who you are any day of the week. You are unlike the others, so strong and unique. We're all with you.
Hello, and welcome to LGBT, the podcast for those who just want to learn a little bit more about LGBT and how to improve the community's health. This week, we will be discussing the role that recreation and leisure plays into mental health of older LGBT adults. We're going to get into some history, some mental health stats, and the sorts of benefits that can come from participating in leisure. To start, I want to welcome our special guest as we navigate through the topic of older LGBT, mental health, and leisure. Our guest today is Nat DeZamba. She's quite well versed in our typical chats surrounding LGBT topics, but she brings another lens that incorporates the value and benefits of recreation and leisure. Hi, thank you for having me today.
Of course, having special guests is always a pleasure. Are you ready to get going?
For sure, let's get into it.
To start, I think it's important to point out that the experiences older LGBT population face are unique to their demographic, specifically due to the time period they grew up in. They were exposed to high levels of discrimination and marginalization as a result of their sexual identity and orientation.
Right, and this is important to recognize and understand because obviously the life that they experience is quite different than the later generations, even though all generations of the LGBT community are exposed to prejudice.
Well, exactly. The later generations still fight the backlash and judgment, but experiences are definitely different. To get into the history a little bit deeper, the first major movements didn't start until the late 1960s. The first and probably most notable movement was the Stonewall Riots that started June 28th in 1969. The rebellion began as a revolution against the police brutality that was being experienced by the community.
Those movements have become a symbol of true resistance from the community, which spearheaded LGBT rights movements.
For sure. Then in 1973, homosexuality was no longer considered a mental illness, which obviously was a major stepping stone for equal rights, but ultimately it led to those older generation to develop this mentality where they considered their own actions immoral and unlawful.
And that mentality plays a large part in the ways that this specific generation lived their lives, right?
Yeah.
Due to the discrimination and marginalization, people of the LGBT community often hide their sexual orientation, and some even married into heterosexual relationships just to fit into the social norm. And those who didn't partake in the heteronormal lifestyle often found companionship in gay and lesbian bars that provided them with a space to de-stress and cope with their shame and loneliness.
Exactly. So if you look at all of those pieces of the puzzle to get a bigger picture of the lives of that generation, it's clear that the context that they were exposed to, like social situation, personal experience, cultural meaning, introduced them to exclusion and rejection on all fronts. Also, their relationships were considered criminal and their identities were publicly invisible.
Wow, that's so unfair to this group of people. So you can imagine how all of these experiences play into one's mental health and the resulting impacts imposed on them for the rest of their lives.
For sure, discrimination and victimization often lead to poor mental health. And because the majority of the LGBT community as a whole experiences prejudice, studies show that at any given time across the lifespan, they are 2.5% more likely to be diagnosed with a mental health disorder when compared to their heterosexual counterparts.
That is true. It has also shown that the average older LGBT adult between the ages of 50 and 70 face an increased risk of disability, poor general health, and mental distress. Often, this is a result of their life habits. For example, older LGBT are more likely to engage in excessive drinking and/or smoking. And it can be seen that these habits would have originated in those gay and lesbian bars they found refuge in. They also learn to cope with their stresses in space that is comfortable but also used for promoting alcohol consumption.
So in reality, this generation was indirectly exposed to negative habits that ultimately have led to this development of long-term negative health impacts.
Correct, and often those coping habits are overlooked, but but they do have negative impacts on the physical health of individuals. As well, a major factor when considering physical health is the gay population and the prevalence of HIV in older gay and bisexual men. Advanced medicine has allowed for individuals to live with HIV, but leaves them more susceptible to disability, poor mental and physical health.
Right, the advancement of medicine has saved so many lives, but it has left those to live with HIV at increased risk. Also, because the advancements are so recent, the likelihood that this generation has lost a partner is increased, which raises the rates of older LGBT that live alone.
Exactly, and these trends are clear examples in which the ways older LGBT populations is predisposed to higher rates of isolation, mental and physical health, and morbidity and mortality rates, all which impact their quality of life.
Speaking of quality of life, this is the part of the conversation where we can bring recreation and leisure into play. There are so many benefits that are associated with leisure that are tied to development and improvement of coping behaviors, opportunities to be active, and to gain exposure to gay subculture-specific spaces.
That last benefit is especially important to consider, specifically with our older generations, because involvement in those exclusive spaces can assist in the maintenance of their gay subculture-specific support networks. And connections within those very specific networks are directly associated with better mental health outcomes that come from social support and networking that occurs, which essentially acts as a protective factor for older LGBT.
Yes, and at the mention of networks, it's also key, especially for older retired LGBT, to expand and diversify their social networks. These networks often help with the alleviation of stress that results from stigmatization. Leisure can provide this generation with various opportunities to expand their network by participating in a variety of leisure activities.
For sure. Leisure plays a huge role in the production and conservation of social relationships and the support that goes along with that, especially when that is happening in these very specific subcultures. It is found to promote better mental and overall health.
Wait, sorry, Nat, can you give our listeners a few examples and some background about leisure?
Oh, of course. Leisure is commonly thought of as the free time people have to participate in activities that they find enjoyable, often without any sense of obligation. A few examples of leisure that could be applicable to this population we're talking about today includes gardening, swimming, joining a community book club, or even something as simple as going for a walk can provide them with all the benefits associated with leisure.
So really, in the big picture, this older generation of the community has faced and overcome so many obstacles that in the end continue to negatively impact them. Leisure in this context can be used to meet the needs and provide those opportunities to combat the various predisposed risks.
At the end of the day, this generation really just needs a way to provide them with healthy coping mechanisms and opportunities to meet new people. And, as we've been discussing, it is clear that leisure is one very effective way that could be easily implemented into their lives.
Well, that pretty much sums it up for today. Thank you, Nat, for sharing your knowledge and information with our audience this week.
Yeah, of course, no problem. Thank you for allowing me to speak on LGBT today, and I hope this was helpful for the listeners.
I feel as though we covered all the points we set out to, and hopefully the listeners have learned something new about leisure, mental health, or even older LGBT populations. Whichever part caught your attention the most, we hope you take it and do something good out there with it. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week. Remember, we're here, we're queer, and they're just gonna have to get used to it.